Welcome to Resolute Conversations, the podcast where we have real conversations with real people about how their faith carries them through their struggles of everyday life. In this episode, we interview Sam and Vanessa, who have lived a life struggling with disabilities and autism, yet still found ways to overcome through relationship and through their faith in Jesus Christ. Join us for this week's conversation.
Vanessa and Sam, tell me a little bit about yourselves.
Well, as you know, we're a married couple, and our whole lives we've struggled with disabilities and the public looking down on us with disabilities and saying we're never going to achieve anything. So God has told us that we should write this book about our lives and what we faced and how much we've overcame, and look at the lives we're living with our disabilities.
That's fantastic. And did you guys grow up in a big town, little town? Tell me a little bit about growing up.
I grew up in Bombay, India. When I was 4 years old, we came to America. We would live in San Francisco till I was about 10. And we came to America when I was 4, and we would leave when I was 10. Okay. And then me and my whole family, my two sisters, me and my dad and mom, lived in Martinez, California from 1975 to even now.
Wow.
And Sam and I, we actually lived a block away from each other for like 7 years and had no idea until we started dating.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely one of those really cool romantic stories. And so what was it like growing up and knowing that you had what we know as a disability, but obviously I think we all have different perspective on that. But what was it like growing up and feeling like you're just a little bit different?
It was hard. I knew I was not like the other kids, and nobody else could relate to me because they didn't know what was wrong with me.
For a long time, my attitude was that no one understood me until I realized that it's very difficult for people with disabilities to do anything with the kind of opposition that results from people in the community. Mm. Now it's such that I can see why the things that I went through, I needed to go through, because God loves allowing things so that people can lift themselves up out of the muck and mire and make something of themselves. He allows that to happen. He doesn't cause it to happen. He allows Satan to go ahead and build and mold and make something of our lives, okay, where eventually it won't be like this. We won't be living in an apartment. We'll be living in a big, huge mansion. Because our book, I truly believe that God will bless, amazingly bless our book. And when he blesses, I don't believe he blesses small little things. I think he blesses really big things. And so as a result, if we become very, very powerful, we're going to help a lot of people, especially and especially parents. Parents literally curse God because their children are disabled, and that's wrong. Children are a gift from God, and we're going to make that melt away, okay, where they will welcome the child that they have, okay, regardless of their disability.
Yeah, that's such a great perspective, Sam. You know, I've had the opportunity to talk to Vanessa a little bit about, we just found out a little bit over a year ago that our oldest son has what would have been Asperger's, but now they just call it high functioning autism. And it's definitely been an interesting journey for even our family, trying to learn how to parent him a little bit different, how to have grace in certain areas, but still make sure that they can function in society and not use it as an excuse, and have the mindset that you have, Sam, of, hey, listen, it's not just a disability. God uses it and he blesses it. And man, I love seeing the things that come out of my son and seeing the stuff that you guys are doing. I love it because I think that's an encouraging message. And I look forward to seeing your guys' book come to completion. But I did want to ask, because you had mentioned Sam, and I know Vanessa, you guys both go to church and attend a church. But tell me a little bit about your story of how you came to be followers and believers of Christ.
Well, I went to church my whole life with my mom, and I started following Jesus when I was a kid, and I even got baptized as a kid. But then when I became an adult, I started to understand it more. Like in 2015, I got into the Bible, and I understand what everyone means when they talk about faith. And then I decided I wanted to get baptized again as an adult in 2016. I had my husband there.
That's so cool.
This is going to take a few minutes. So
you're good. Come on, man.
I'm just going to prepare you for that. When I was 18, okay, I saw an ad, a paper ad on a telephone pole saying, single, meet, have fun, meet new people, do things with them. And I went to this group, okay, and the first night I didn't really want to have anything to do with them. But after a month, okay, one of the leaders of the group, an older gentleman by the name of, what's his name? Gary, okay, would convince me, this is what we do. This is what we're about, okay, being Christian. Would you like to be a part of it? And my attitude at the time was, I wanted to continue being friends with these people. So I went ahead and said yes, unsure why I was saying yes or what I was getting into, okay? And eventually I would become a Christian, but I gave my life to Christ that a month later at this group. But these people at the group, it was very hard, very, very difficult what they were doing, okay? I'm not talking about the leaders of the group. The leaders were okay, okay? A guy, but the Gary guy was a very decent person, okay? And even the friends I made, okay, the friends I made with the group were not decent people. Okay. And even though they did what they did, what they did was I was part of that group for like 15, 16, 17 years. And wow. Yeah. And what they did was they looked at my disability and said, this person will not accomplish anything. They said that constantly. they reaffirmed what they said constantly for 15 years. They didn't believe that God and me together, okay? In fact, they tried to beat that out of me, okay? Meaning they would not ever admit that I could lift myself up and do what God wanted me to do so that I could be at a high level, okay? Because they obviously dealt with people with disabilities before. Now, when I told them I want to do this, 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 and this, okay, like, for example, graduating a university, they would say, why don't you just work at Walmart, be there for your family, and forget about all of these dreams, okay? Mm-hmm. And I just, after 15 years, I realized I don't want them in my life anymore, okay? And what I did was not appropriate, I agree. But the bottom line is that I didn't want to be their friends anymore. So I kind of left nasty messages on their cell phones. And I ended the friendship there. And if they come by, I'm going to tell them, okay, specifically tell them that I've forgotten about you. I really don't want to have anything to do with them. And I've forgiven you. I don't want to talk to you even because you didn't believe that I could do these things for so long. Okay. And so I've forgiven them. Okay. That's a testament to me, not them. Okay. And so that's why.
Okay. And but you've still been going to church with Vanessa, and I see that you guys are actively involved in your church.
Yeah. And that's the reason for that is because Jesus didn't do, Father God didn't do what those people did.
Yeah.
Okay? He would never, ever do. He believes in truth. He believes in the person, okay? And these people that call themselves Christians, okay, that wronged me so long ago, they've moved on, okay? And even though I remember what they did, I don't let it affect my daily life.
Okay.
I kind of went through the same thing, too. I was even fired from my first job when I was 16 because the manager didn't want people with disabilities.
Really?
Yeah.
And so some of your experiences growing up, it has caused a lot of hurt and pain.
Yeah.
And I was...
I believe that there's a reason for that, because we had to go through that, okay, so that Jesus could make us into the people we are today, so that when we are successful, we will never forget, okay, back then, what people are going through, okay? And I talk to, at the church that we go to now, I talk to disabled people. I tell them flatly, don't be dismayed. Don't be dissuaded by your disability, okay? You are wonderful. God loves you. God believes in you, okay? And people will tell people fall completely short of what God believes, okay? And we realize that we're not here for people, okay? We're here for God, okay? Yeah. And so, go ahead.
like I was born deaf. I had to go through a lot of ear surgeries, and I have my hearing back, and I'm talking. And, you know, there's people who are born deaf and don't get hearing or be able to really talk again.
Wow, that's a miracle right there.
And I've been, you know, people thought I was never going to make it in the working world, but I've been with Walmart for 15 years, and I'm currently at my sixth store. And then in 2010, I suffered 3 mini strokes and was paralyzed on my right side, and I couldn't talk for 2 days. The doctors told my parents I was like that forever. I was never going to get better. But then 2 days later, I got my right side back and I started talking again. And now look at me. You can't even tell that I had a stroke. I know people are like, you had a stroke? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I love hearing just the testimonies of God's faithfulness, as well as, you know, just healing the wounds. And, you know, part of this podcast and the desire in this is how do we take our everyday life, the hurts, the pains, the struggles, the miracles, the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows, and incorporate those in the day-to-day walk with Jesus. And so I want to ask the question is, so in the midst of, it sounds like, you know, Sam, you've had some hurt and some pain and some people who haven't believed in you. And I know, Vanessa, you've had your struggles and your trials as well. Is how has Jesus impacted your life in the midst of all of this?
Well, you go first.
I guess probably because what I figured is no matter what happens, I still manage to keep my job. And I always pray to him when things get tough. And it seems like no matter what, things always work out. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, yeah. Just how is it walking with Jesus in the midst of everyday life, especially when you do still struggle with people looking at you differently or not understanding you or, you know, like or like That's Sam said, not believing in you.
Yeah. Well, then you're going to be impressed. Okay.
That's why we're writing the book.
Yeah. But it doesn't stop there. Okay. I've gone to the World Series. I've gone to the Super Bowl. I've gone to the NBA championship when Michael Jordan won his third of 6 NBA titles. I was there in Phoenix, Arizona. Okay. There are things that most people dream about that I believe in my heart, if there's something I really, really want, there's nothing that's going to, Satan won't stop me.
He graduated from Chico State University with a bachelor's degree.
Yeah. There is nothing out there, even Satan, that will stop me from getting exactly what I want on a daily basis. Jesus is all for it. Father God is all for it. And if they are for it, then I'll do it. Okay. I won't step in my own way to not get it. And to prove that, I've been to the National League Championship Series. Okay. We're talking when the A's were champions. Okay. I went when they beat Boston and Roger Clemens. Remember that? I was there. Okay.
Wow.
I was there when the National Football Conference title game, 3 or 4 times. I didn't just go once. I went 3 or 4 times when the 49ers used to play Dallas. Okay. I went to Michael Jordan, watched him. Okay, I went literally from Martinez to Phoenix, Arizona, did not stop till I got there. Okay, and I mean, I was out of breath, but the bottom line is that if it's something I really want, nothing will stop me.
You sound like a driven man.
He sure is.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask just one or two more questions and we'll wrap this up. But one of those is What is a common misconception that people may have about disabilities that you guys would just like to share with whoever listens to this podcast saying, hey, this is a misconception. This is something that people think or believe in. And just in the conversation, I've heard a few things that you guys have brought up that might be, it might be a misconception, but from your guys' own heart, from your own mouth, just to encourage or help somebody, anybody out there, just kind of change a way of thinking towards those who might have a disability.
I guess, like, just because somebody is disabled, like, don't let a disability bring you down. Like, rise above it and work with it and prove that you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength.
So good.
And our book is going to be called Don't Let a Disability Bring You Down. Let it lift you up where eagles soar.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would think a major misconception is that
people look at you, you know, look at disability and be like, oh, they're weird. They're never going to have a normal life. They can't do anything that we do. But it's like, we can, we just do it different. We just live our lives differently.
Yeah. It's not a question of deficiencies.
Yeah.
It's a question of how bad do you want it? Okay. And some people have the corner on doing things, whether they're have a disability or not. Okay. I mean, obviously, you, as a person, if you don't want something that bad, then you won't get it. If you want it bad enough and you work extremely hard to get it, you will. It has nothing to do with disability. It has nothing to do with that. Whether or not you want it, I mean, there are jobs out there that require you to have a great deal of finger dexterity, okay? And maybe God will bless you in ways you can't imagine, okay? I mean, it's all about God. It's not about us. It's how, for example, okay, when I went to all these games, these World Series and NBA championship, I wanted them really bad because I wanted the people around me to see, okay, maybe not then, but definitely now, I want people to see that there's nothing you can't achieve if you believe in Jesus, okay? Because if you have a disability, you have to believe in Jesus to get your needs and your wants met, because he's, you know how the parable says that when you're amidst the confusion and everything inside the problem, you can't see what's happening. He's so far away in heaven that he can see what he needs to do to make something happen. You need, everyone needs that sort of thinking, because if you try to do it on your own and you're in the midst of it, you might or might not get it, okay? But if you put your faith in Jesus, okay, then you will get it if you want it bad enough.
That's good.
And as you know, Pat, I myself have Asperger's, highly functional autism, and it took a lot of work to get to where I'm at. You know, right, you know, the way how I am, I drive a car, I've been at the same job for the last 15 years. I didn't get there overnight. I went to therapy and had to be reminded on a lot of things. And with our relationship at one point, we were in a long distance relationship. I lived in Washington and Sam was in California, and we managed to make it work.
That's good. Yeah, I remember you sharing that story with me, and just even the perseverance in your guys' own relationship has been just such an inspiration to so many, you know. And that's so exciting, and I love just kind of hearing the encouragement that you guys share, saying, hey, listen, you can still work hard. There's still things that God has for you. There's still purpose. But even in the midst of purpose, whether we have the greatest ability, or like I said, I don't even like the word disability, or those types of things, there's still hard work, perseverance, never giving up. That mentality and that mindset is still there, and God still opens doors, because he is not a respecter of persons, but he is with those who are his children. And so I want to wrap this up with just one more question. This one isn't a trick question, but it's a good one. Tell me, what is one of the most encouraging or memorable or favorite verses that you have? So in the midst of any trial or adversity, what's a go-to Bible verse for you to give you strength or encouragement?
There's a couple for me. Philippians 4:3, I think it is, the one about you could do all things through Christ. And that really long one in Isaiah 40:3, the one that says, the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary.
Oh, that's such a good verse.
And mine is, I forgot where it is, but though I walk through the valley of shadow and darkness, Psalms. I fear no evil. Your rod and your staff comfort me, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
That's so good. Psalms 23 is a classic, Sam. I myself have been thinking about that scripture a lot as we've been going through some highs and lows of our own. And just recognizing that if he's with me, I don't have to be afraid. Even though sometimes the emotion of fear is there, we just choose to trust Christ. And man, those are such good verses. I appreciate both of you jumping in and taking the time out of your evening to share these truths and this encouragement and this message for us. Is there any final thoughts or things that you guys like to say about your book or about yourselves as we wrap this up?
Well, let me just say this. Your son, Ben, is the one with the Asperger's, right?
Yes.
He'll surprise you. Just keep working on him, and he'll become someone who you could never believe. Like, I'm a cashier now. My mom never thought I would be a top cashier.
Wow, I appreciate that. That's good. I mean, we have such hope and trust in the Lord that Ben's such a good boy. We love him with all of our heart. And he surprised me every day. But like you said, it does take some patience and some learning on my end, and just a little bit more hard work on both myself and through him.
Okay.
That's good. Well, do you have anything, Sam?
Yeah. I think it is such that regardless of how you feel, okay, there are people that actually curse God about their disabled children, and there's no reason for that. A child is a gift from God, okay? And all you need to do is change your way of thinking.
Love okay? your child, regardless.
Yeah.
Try to think of it as a positive thing. You know, God created him for a reason.
And it's just that I could never curse my child. I would never, ever, ever, I don't care how bad he gets, I would cry when my child was gone because of something I would do. So I would never, ever, and there are people out there that think that just because their child is disabled, he can't do a lot of the things that he can do. okay? And that's just not true, okay? Because it's such that a child is going to surprise you a million times over, okay? And if they give it some time and patience, okay, they will see that the child can do things, okay? To work hard for a child, to believe in the child, to have faith, okay? I mean, maybe he can't be a doctor, but even some disabled people are doctors, okay? I'm not suggesting that there is nothing a child can't do, okay? There is serious problems, and then there are simple problems. And if you just be patient and love Jesus, okay, and do all the things for him, you will lift yourself up as well as the child to levels that you didn't ever think were possible. I'm a perfect example. I've been to the World Series, okay? I know. And this isn't something difficult. This is easy. I mean, anyone can do it if they really, really want to do it, okay? And most people would say, how can you do that? You go there beforehand, you buy a ticket regardless of how much it costs, and you go in, okay? And you be careful. It's that simple, okay? And people make it sound like it's like brain surgery or something, okay? That's my attitude, is that I can do anything, okay? Anything at all. If God wants it, it will happen.
Yeah, that's so good, guys. And again, man, we love the encouragement that no matter where you are, no matter what hand you've been dealt in life, you just got to play the cards you've dealt and use them wisely. So, guys, I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast and sharing your scriptures and your story of faith and life and just walking with him in the midst of adversity. I appreciate you guys.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, everyone has adversity, even Bill Gates.
Thank you so much for joining us here at Resolute Conversations. I hope that you were encouraged by Sam and Vanessa's story. Please hit the subscribe button if you want more great content. We'll have more podcasts coming out over the next few weeks. Thank you so much and have a great day.